Last week, the Department of Homeland Security offered suggestions for household preparations in the case of terrorist attack. Some of that advice had to do with plastic sheeting and duct tape and was widely ridiculed. Today, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge addressed the nation, outlining a formal citizen preparedness effort called the Ready Campaign. Ann Thompson from member station WVXU reports.
Tom Ridge today made it clear he thinks getting ready for terrorism is serious business, an important part of the overall Homeland Security effort. That's the idea behind a new national campaign detailing how to survive a terrorist attack. For the first time, in one location, people will have specific survival information at their fingertips on a special website, www.ready.gov, as well as in new government pamphlets. As he launched the Ready campaign in Cincinnati, Ridge connected the need for preparation to the spirit that prevailed immediately following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001.
After September 11th, many of you wrote a check, volunteered, or raised the flag. So now we're asking you to write an emergency plan, buy supplies, and hang a list of contact numbers on the wall.
Ridge says every American home should put together an emergency supply kit. He says these kits should contain 3 days' worth of water and non-perishable food, along with flashlights and a battery-powered radio. For the family communication plan, Ridge advised that each household know how every member will get in touch and where every member will meet if it is necessary to meet away from your neighborhood. Ridge also advised motorists to always keep at least a half tank of gas in case of emergencies so they can reach their points of rendezvous even if gas supplies are interrupted. To get the word out, public service announcements will be in the newspaper, on billboards, and radio and TV.
Learn to be prepared at www.ready.gov or call for a free brochure, 1-800-BE-READY. That's 1-800-237-3239. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Ready information will also be published in the front of new editions of local Yellow Pages. When the national terrorist threat was raised from yellow to orange, many people didn't know what to do and only heard that officials in Washington had advised buying plastic sheeting and duct tape. That was an occasion for much confusion and humor on late-night TV, and today Ridge was eager to put that episode behind him.
Oh, and yes, I have to say, stash away the duct tape. Don't use it. Stash it away in that pre-measured plastic sheeting for future, and I emphasize future use.
Tom Ridge says the best way for ordinary citizens to join the war on terror is to get ready and help protect the community. He said that that would be frustrating the terrorists who rely on fear for their success.
Terrorists force us to make a choice. We can be afraid or we can be ready. Americans aren't afraid, and we will be ready.
Ridge has been trying to pull together more than a score of existing federal agencies and tens of thousands of employees. But his biggest challenge is gaining the confidence of the public and reassuring Americans their safety is the government's chief concern. Today's announcement was another step toward meeting that challenge. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.